Yeah.
Welcome Glasgow, and then I would say, and welcome back, Christy! But now, on show number 91, I guess we can safely say, she's back! So that being said, we would all like to say to you, let's get this party started! Like to sell. Oh,
Thanks all for coming here tonight. It's great to be back in Glasgow. I haven't been here for many years, and it's great to fly into your beautiful town. City, I'm sorry. And thank you again. From my own point of view, I'd like to say thank you to all the other members of Fleetwood Mac for letting me come back and do this again, which is a fantastic miracle to me. I'm loving every minute. So this one is for you.
It's safe to say that we are not just pleased to be back here with you. We are thrilled to be back here. I think it's also safe to say that we are a group of people, a band, individuals who have seen its share of ups and downs, all very well publicized. But that's what makes us what we are. Now, in this very particular moment right now for us, this very beautiful circular moment with the return of the beautiful Christine. With her return, we begin a profound, a beautiful, and a prolific new chapter in the story of this band, Think Word Math! A walk.
Away, the trees know that I'm coming. So
Thank you.
Oh,
Well, this next song was the first single from an album called Tango in the Night. It was a difficult album to make because I think we were sort of at the very end of the kind of lifestyle that we'd been leading for a long time. You know, thinking we had to be creative and rock and roll, we also thought we had to do a lot of other things that we didn't need to do. So this was sort of when that idea kind of peaked out. And the song also is one that describes someone pretty accurately that I was back then, and happily with the passage of time, that description is really, it's just become an echo. Love you too. All of you, you guys are great. So the song may have begun as a kind of a contemplation on alienation, but it has now for me become more a kind of a meditation on the power and the importance of change.
Ooh!
So this is my dedication song. This was my dad's favorite song. I wrote it in 1973, and in that little moment that I wrote it, little did I know that Lindsay and I would still be singing this song 100 years later. So anyway, I like to mention that because I did like to let my dad think it was about him. It wasn't, but he liked to think it was. So I don't really know anyone in your beautiful city, so I'm just gonna dedicate this song to all of you, and thank you for having us. And this song is called Landslide.
Well, we're just waiting for Mick to come out. Are you there, Mick? We thought we'd like to do a couple of songs tonight with Mick playing this little cocktail kit down here. And the first one is the first single we ever did with this configuration on Fleetwood Mac. When Stevie and Lindsay first joined Fleetwood Mac, much to our great delight, and so this is called Over My Head.
Wasting all my time.
Because it was pretty much written about this band. In 1968, Lindsay and I lived in San Francisco. And we were in a really good band, and we opened for a lot of really big acts, like Jimi Hendrix, 75,000 people. Mind you, this is a lot of people when you're like just in the opening band. It's like eight bands before the real band comes on. So anyway, it was a good band, and we had a lot of fun, and we made really good money. So I heard a rumor that there was a store in downtown San Francisco that was called the Velvet Underground. And this was where the rock and roll girls went to get their clothes. So and mind you, this is like the dawning of the age of Aquarius at this particular point in San Francisco. It was the best time ever. And so there was a lot of rock and roll girls buying their clothes there that were already famous. So I jammed up there to get something. And I walked in there, and I instantly knew that there was nothing in there I could really afford. So I kind of accepted that immediately and was standing in this big, not big, it was a tiny store, this circle, though, of a hardwood floor that was all hand-painted. And I figured, well, you know what? You must be standing exactly where Janis Joplin stands. So I felt the love, and I felt the strength, actually, and I felt the dream. And I said to myself, something's happening and something is coming and it's going to be big. And I wasn't exactly sure what it was, but I figured it had to do with music and it was, but I didn't know, but it was just a dream. So when I walked out of there, I was a different person. And I took that with me. And so the Velvet Underground then became like a symbol for me. And the reason that I'm telling you this story is because in this day and age where everything is so difficult and the world is so insane, if you have a dream and you believe in it and you are willing to work for it, then don't let people that are gonna stand there and tell you you're not pretty enough and you're not talented enough and you're not smart enough, you can't do it, it's too much responsibility. Don't listen to these people because they're just jaded naysayers. You have to know that your dream is yours and all you have to do is reach up there in the stars and grab that star and pull it down. This is the Velvet Underground. Go there and stay there. So I'm back to the Velvet Underground, back to the floor that I loved, back to a room with some lace and some paper flowers, back to the gypsy that I was.
Back to the
Yeah. should see me now. You should see me. Should
Thank you. Are you with me? Woo! 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 Tonight, starting on background vocals with Sharon Solani. Miss Steady Alexander. Miss Lori Nix. On my right, on guitars and vocals, our dear friend Mr. Neil Hayward. Nice one, Neil. And right next to Neil, on keyboards, guitars, and yet again, vocals, our dear friend, Mr. Brett Otago. Nice one, lads. Well, I'm not sure whether you ladies and gentlemen have noticed, but this gentleman on my left has not even left the stage tonight, even but for 30 seconds! No doubt, and a man with a vision ahead for this band, and one hell of a brilliant guitar player, Mr. Lindsay Buckingham! This band, Fleetwood Mac's eternal romantic, our poet, the magical, the Stevie Nicks! Gracious me, I think mentioned a couple of times during this evening's performance, but having this lovely lady back amongst our ranks, sharing our stage again. Making all of this so very complete, one might say our songbird has indeed returned. Welcome, Miss Christine McVeigh! Woo! Now, always on my right-hand side, no doubt my best friend, and my partner in crime, and without any shadow of a doubt, the backbone of Fleetwood Mac, Mr. John McVeigh! Gentlemen! Woo! Johnny!
One, two, three, four. Open your eyes and look at the day, and you will see.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodness gracious. I know. It's amazing for us in Fleetwood Mac to be doing what we're doing at a level of enthusiasm from everyone that we could never have imagined. And it doesn't take too much imagination to realize that any band, any artist, is pretty damn useless without a lovely audience. So thank you so very much. There would never be an evening such as this, or an afternoon just recently on the Isle of Wight. That we wouldn't leave the stage without the following from us in Fleetwood Mac to you all. Take care of yourselves, and truly, in this increasingly crazy world we seem to be living in, be and remember to be so kind to one another, and we love you so very much.
The Mac is a most definitely bad.